This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Mark Walton, appellant versus treasurer of Missouri as custodian of second injury fund, respondent, decided March 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. Warren Mark Walton, appellant v. Baum, no, SD38504, treasurer of Missouri, filed. March 20th, 2025, as custodian of Second Injury Fund, respondent. Appeal from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission affirmed Mark Walton, appellant. Appeals the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission's commission decision denying his claim against the Treasurer of Missouri as custodian of the Second Injury Fund, fund. The commission denied appellant permanent and total disability, PTD, benefits, because he failed to prove that his pre-existing left shoulder injury met the 50-week permanent partial disability, PPD, threshold as required under Part 287.223. 1. On appeal, appellant argues that a portion of a prior enhanced PPD award can be used to add additional weeks of compensation to an otherwise non-qualifying injury to determine one unless otherwise indicated. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through July 17, 2017, the date of the alleged incident. 2. Whether such injury meets the 50-week threshold. Because we hold that PRA 287.220.3 does not permit a prior enhanced PPD award to be used to add additional weeks of compensation to an otherwise non-qualifying injury, appellant's point is denied and the commission's decision is affirmed. Facts and procedural history. Why? The Missouri Workers' Compensation Act and the 2013 Amendment. In 1925, the Missouri Workers' Compensation Act, Act, was enacted to provide compensation to employees for on-the-job injuries resulting in measurable disabilities to identifiable body parts or to the body as a whole, BAW. Sigonet v. Girardier Bulg and Realty Co., 70 SW 3D 632, 635 N22, Emorat App, ED 2002. Under the Act, employers are liable for disabilities resulting from compensable work-related injuries. Searcy v. McDonnell, Douglas Aircraft Cumbers, 894, SW2 173, 178, Motor App Orders, ED 1995, overruled on other grounds by Hampton v. Big Boy Steel Erection, 121, SW3D 220, Motor Bank 2003. In 1943, the fund was established to encourage the employment of workers with one or more previous work-related disabilities. The fund limits employer liability to the last injury and not to the previous work-related injury, and pays benefits if a combination of partial disabilities results in PTD. Treasurer of State v. Parker, 622 SW3D 178, 181, Mobank, 2021. Under the fund's framework, therefore, the employer at the time of the last injury is liable only for compensation due from that injury, and the fund is liable only for the percentage of disability, which exceeds the sum of the two disabilities by reason of their combination. Searcy, 894, SW2D at 178. In 2013, the fund became insolvent, and the legislature amended Power 287.220 to limit the fund's liability. Parker, 622, SW3D at 181, citing Cosby v. Treasurer of State, 579, SW3D 3202, 205, Mobank, 2019. Prior to the amendment, claimants could seek both PPD and PTD benefits from the fund. IDLARD following the amendment, however, subsections 2 and 3 were added, subsection 2 and subsection 3. ID, see paragraph 287, 2220.2 and paragraph 287, 2220.3, subsection 2, which applies to compensable injuries occurring before January 1, 2014, retained the Act's pre-amendment framework, ID. To resolve the fund's insolvency, however, subsection 3, which applies to compensable injuries occurring after January 1, 2014, eliminated all PPD claims against the fund and limited the fund's liability for PTD claims by requiring that claimants meet two conditions, ID. To qualify for PTD benefits against the fund under subsection 3, the claimant must first show a medically documented pre-existing disability equaling a minimum of 50 weeks of PPD compensation that meets one of four criteria listed in subsection 3, 2, A, IIV. 2. Second, the claimant must sustain a subsequent compensable work-related injury that, when combined with the pre-existing disability, results in PTD. 3. The subsequent compensable work-related injury is often referred to as the primary injury. 2. Bargar 287, 2220, 32, A, IIV provides. An employee has a medically documented pre-existing disability equaling a minimum of 50 weeks of permanent partial disability compensation, which is I, a direct result of active military duty in any branch of the United States Armed Forces, or T, a direct result of a compensable injury as defined in Section 287 Dons 020, or Traise, not a compensable injury, but such pre-existing disability directly and significantly aggravates or accelerates the subsequent work-related injury and shall not include unrelated pre-existing injuries or conditions that do not aggravate or accelerate the subsequent work-related injury. Or IV, a pre-existing permanent PR